We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. We got a ton of stuff to do in this hour. Don't go anywhere, Al. I have a story about a guy who paid $442 for tickets.
$442 to?
The Flyers.
$440. Oh, well,
that's called two, Buyer's Regret.
Oh, my God.
That's two tickets.
Buyer's Regret. And we are going to explore how people feel about Aaron Rodgers. Because he said a lot were rooting against him because of his political views.
No, he said rooting against the team.
Well, they were
rooting against him.
I don't know
why he's surprised.
Yeah. But I have on the line right now, Al, I say this with great pride. Yeah. Maxwell Club is a phenomenal football organization. And the recipient of this year's Regs Bagnell Award for contributions to the game of football is Mr. Ray Dittiger.
Nice.
Who's on the line. Ray, how big an honor is that?
It's a big honor. It's a big honor when you look at the list of previous winners. It's really something. I mean, I when I got the call and they told me that I was this year's recipient, I went back and I knew some of the people that had won, but I went back and I looked at the whole list and, you know, it's people like Dick Vermeil and Don Shula and Dan Rooney and Pete Rozelle and, you know, Bobby Bowden and people like that. I mean, to be in that company, that's pretty high praise.
And it is 100% deserved, Ray. I love that they gave you this award. I also understand that you will be doing a book signing tonight.
Yes, we will. We'll be doing a friend of Glenn McNeil's was in a bicycle accident and is now in a wheelchair. And so they're doing a fundraiser tonight at Puddler's, which is one of the Conshohocken brewing places up on DeKalb Pike in Bridgeport. And from 6 to 9 tonight, there's going to be an event. It's going to be people can pay at the door, come in. There's going to be a free buffet. Bernie Parent will be there.
Wow.
I will be there signing copies of Finished Business. Mike Sielski will be there signing copies of his terrific new book about Kobe Bryant, and there's going to be an auction and all that kind of stuff, and all the proceeds will go to the cause of helping to defray the medical expenses and also help with the remodeling of his house. So it's a really good cause. We hope a lot of people can come out tonight to Puddler's at 6 o'clock.
Love it. All right, Ray, I got a lot of ground to cover here, so let me just start with Brandon Brooks because he announced his retirement yesterday. You study all this tape. In his absolute prime, how great was he on an offensive line?
Best guard the Eagles ever had.
Wow. All right, what did you see? Was he even better against the run than the pass? Break it down a little bit for us.
Well, I mean, I knew who he was when he was at Houston, and I knew that he was a good player, but when he got here and I was able to watch him week after week after week and really study him, then I realized how really good he was. I mean, at a time when you say at his best, he was the best guard in the NFL, I really felt. And at that time, the Eagles had one of the things that they had going for them was that they had him at guard and they had Jason Peters, who was the best tackle in the league. So when you have two of the best offensive linemen at their position at one time, you get the makings of a terrific offensive line. And he was, you know, as good as Peters was, and he got a lot of publicity and people talked about him, and they should. Actually, Brooks was equally good at guard. He was, you know, a big, powerful guy. I mean, he's 320 pounds, but he moved it. I mean, the Eagles' offensive line, the way they play, your offensive linemen have to have good mobility. They have to be able to run. They can't just stand in place. It's one of the things that made Peters really good. It's one of the things that makes Lane Johnson really good. You have to be big and strong at the point of attack, but you also have to be mobile. And that's like Kelsey's great strength. Well, this guy could do all of it. I mean, he was strong at the point of attack. He could take on a bull rusher right in his face, but he could also get outside and move, and he could also block on the second level. There really, when he, before the injuries really took him down, I mean, there wasn't anything in the playbook that he couldn't do. And, you know, I've looked back over the years and covered this team for a long time, and the Eagles have had good centers, and they've had good tackles, but they haven't had very many guards that you would consider dominant players at that particular position. And he was the first guy that came in here and played that way. And he was, yeah, in my experience, he's the best offensive guard the Eagles have had.
It's sad in a way because the last two years he's played almost not at all, just two games with Jalen Hurts. He might have made life easier for Jalen Hurts if he could have played more. Where are you on Hurts now? Are you giving him another year, Ray? What do you think right now based on everything we've seen and heard?
No, I am. Yeah, I am. I think from an overall team perspective, I think giving him another year to see how much more he can improve, what he can really become, to me makes more sense. Because you have a great opportunity with this year's draft, with all the picks that you have, and three in the first round. And I mean, you have a real opportunity here to rebuild all the other areas of this team. You know, and that's why I've never been in favor of packaging a whole bunch of these high picks and trading them for one veteran quarterback. I know that appeals to a lot of people. There's been a lot of talk about that. But I would rather use those picks to make this team younger, faster, and just better, top to bottom. And you can do it with this draft, with all of these picks. And at the same time, come back next year with Jalen Hurts, a better player after a year's experience, and see how much more he can improve next season.
All right, Ray, one of the people that is in favor of packaging for a talented veteran is our own Al Morganti. Mm-hmm. And he wants to package it for Deshaun Watson. How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't know what Deshaun Watson's disposition with the league is right now. I don't know when he's going to come back, if he's going to come back. You know, and he's now sat out a full season. Look, I really like him. And, I mean, there's a lot of reason to, if you just took the football part of it, if you just took the kind of player that he is and the age that he is, yeah, I mean, he's a top six, top seven quarterback. Even in a league where you got some good young quarterbacks, I mean, he's that good. But right now, I mean, I just don't know when he's ever going to set foot on the field again. I really don't.
Well, Al Morganti doesn't care, nor does he care about character. But I want to talk about character. I want to talk about the character of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers thinks a lot of people rooted against the Packers because of his political stand against the vaccine. Did it in any way affect the way you felt about Aaron Rodgers?
No, I mean, I disagreed with it. And I, you know, I thought what he did in terms of lying about his vaccination status was a really awful thing to do. I mean, to expose the people in that building, to expose his teammates who thought he was vaccinated but wasn't. I mean, that was really an awful thing to do. And it didn't cause me to root against him, but it certainly changed the way I feel about him, in the sense that if you really are a true leader, in the sense that we all perceive leaders to be, you don't do things like that. You know, and there just seems to be in him. And this has been said about him for a long time, but never more than this year. There's a selfishness about him. You certainly can't deny his talent. You certainly can't deny his ability. In a franchise that's had great quarterbacks, I mean, they had Bart Starr won six championships, had Brett Favre won three MVPs. I mean, they've had great quarterbacks. You could argue he's the best of them all. You really could. But the way he's conducted himself over the last year, to me, I mean, it changes the way I look at him. Doesn't cause me to root against him, but I have to say I've lost some respect for him.
All right, this is probably more applicable to baseball, but you're in a Hall of Fame. I don't get to talk to a lot of Hall of Famers, Ray. Should character count when you decide whether somebody goes in the Hall of Fame?
Should it count? I don't know. It's baseball and football Halls of Fame are different,
right?
You know, when I was a voter at the in the Football Hall of Fame, we were told explicitly you can't consider anything other than what this guy did on the field.
Okay,
his character, like for example, you know, the perfect example is Lawrence Taylor, who was in trouble all the time.
Right,
and they said you can't consider all of that stuff. You just got to evaluate him as a football player. Well, on that basis, there's no question. You got to put him in because he was that great. Baseball's different. You know, baseball has a character clause where you do have to consider all of those things, character, sportsmanship, all that sort of stuff. So it makes the voting process actually a little tougher, I think. If you're really told all you have to do is evaluate the guy as a player, then that's pretty simple. If you have to bring all of the other things into it, you know, then you get into shadings of different aspects of what guys do off the field that makes the vote. It makes it a more difficult vote. I think football's straightforwardness, I think, made the voting process pretty easy.
Yeah, it's a fascinating issue. I'm really intrigued by. Like, I hate Curt Schilling, Ray. I could never vote for him in the Hall of Fame. He's a jerk. He called me a rotten human being. No one's ever called me that. Others have thought it. He said it. I hate him. But anyway, let me get on to these games.
You're not alone on that. I mean, if the baseball voting process was the same as football, where all you had to evaluate was what the guy did on the field, then Curt Schilling goes in right away.
Right. But you don't, because he's a jerk. Let's get to the games real quick here, Ray. I need prediction. Cincinnati at Kansas City. Who's going to win that game, Ray?
Well, if you're betting it, bet the over.
Yeah, huh? A lot of points. Okay.
A lot of points and, you know, both two very suspect defenses. I don't know. I probably got to favor the Chiefs because they've been through this before. And, you know, and it's Mahomes. And not to say anything against Burrow. I mean, Burrow's, God, he's a great player. But their offensive line is so bad. I just can't imagine that a team with an offensive line that's that bad can actually make it to a Super Bowl. I mean, they'll score some, but, you know, this is the kind of game where if you get sacked 9 times, and that could happen again this week, you might be able to beat some teams. You might be able to beat the Titans, but you're not beating the Chiefs.
Reed is back at the Super Bowl, Al. Niners at Rams. Who's facing the Chiefs?
Yeah, you look at the quarterback position where, you know, we just finished talking about quarterbacks, and I'm kind of picking this one because I picked Mahomes. Mm. You go here, it's you know, there's not a whole lot to love about Jimmy Garoppolo, but the rest of the team is so good. I mean, they're so balanced, and they do so many things well. And they just seem to have the Rams' number. I mean, the Rams just can't beat them. And McVay can't beat Shanahan. So on that basis, you know, I'm probably going to pick the 49ers.
Wow. Ray, you're an amazing guy. You know what? You would get into the Hall of Fame on character, too, Ray. You check every box. Congratulations again on Reds Bagnell. And tonight, a very special. Say again where that is, Ray, because a lot of people are going to want to come out and see all you great guys.
Yeah, please do. It's at Puddler's Tap on DeKalb Pike in Bridgeport.
Fantastic.
6 to 9.
Great dinner. Thanks. Ray, always a great pleasure. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks a million, Ange. Take care.
Great dinner, Ange.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.